WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. Now I'm going to say this. This is the final segment I'm doing for the calendar year of 2022. We're putting in the books. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Now, friend, I still have a handful of the holiday cash drops. I'm one of those guys still drinking a little bit of eggnog in a little bit of pumpkin eggnog. I'm still getting all that in because we're about to like have the ball drop. We got big jackpots. We got a big year ahead for the Maryland Lottery, but this is our final segment of the year. And I'm going to celebrate it with John Martin. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. And of course, mobile sports wagering and all that fun stuff that we talk about here each and every week. Happy New Year to you. How was your holiday? I love your sweater today. It's very Bing Crosby.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You like that? I like that. Yeah. It is very comfy. Yeah, I tend to be a freeze baby, so anything I can do to layer on is always a good thing any time of the year. Did I understand you correctly that this is your last segment, not just lottery segment, all of your segments? This is the final segment.
The final segment of 2022, right? I mean, I'll be back at it Monday morning, sure. The Ravens and the Steelers, like all of that. But you are my final. I mean, I could sing a little Guy Lombardo to you if you'd like, or maybe a little Dan Fogelberg if you wish, you know?
Well, hey, Dan Fogelberg, God rest his soul. That's a great song.
I interviewed him back in the 80s, and that's available up at BaltimorePositive.com. So I don't say that all the time, but all my old music interviews, just put Fogelberg in, and you can hear me and Dan Fogelberg talk 28 minutes about his heartbreak album, Exiles, which I love very much, by the way. Yeah. But it is New Year's, and you got a lot of things going on next year. Next year's, as much as this year was mobile and sports wagering and new games and all that, next year's like a, even you're making it a big deal. You're ready to step out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we still got some of this year left on the books. We have two huge jackpots, Mega Millions, as we are speaking, $640 million, Powerball, $246 million. Both of those would make wonderful New Year's Eve prizes, wouldn't they?
I'm going to ask Leonard Raskin, my financial advisor, that if I hit on 12/31 and I won $246 million, whether I would want to claim it in 22 or in 23. You know, I have to figure that out when you hit it this late.
Tell you what, let me help you with that.
Go ahead.
Let me save you the call. Hit the snooze alarm, roll it over to 23, because then you'd have all of 23 to figure out how you're going to take it and play your other winnings and losses against that. So you got time. You got 182 days.
So, I got other things to think about here. Yeah. If I won, I mean, I'm sure, but I was just thinking like, that'd be a heck of a way to go out. You know, you win the lottery, the end of year, that'd be better than doing the show with you this week.
I know it's hard to imagine for guys like us, anything better than this, but I'd have to agree with you. Hey, you know what else is better? Everyday Marylanders winning prizes at Maryland Lottery. You can go to mdlottery.com. We have some great winner stories, you know, and sometimes the stories write themselves. And you being a journalist of some renown, you know it, right? Sometimes you struggle and other times
it's never normal. A guy just never says, I'm going to go buy a ticket, bring it back. Oh, I won. No, that never happens that way, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And just by, you know, sharing with us their unique stories, you don't even have to put pen to paper. It's done for you. And because this is on our website at mdlottery.com, I feel like I'm not, you know, telling stories out of school here, tales. We had a gentleman who claims that a psychic, don't get ahead of me, a psychic predicted that he would win the Mega Millions jackpot. Not the big jackpot, a $40,000 take-home prize, which is still significant change. But it came to him in a conversation he had with a psychic where the player's father, deceased, told him that he wanted him to start playing Mega Millions and Powerball.
Okay.
You know, whatever you need to do to rationalize that, I suppose is fine. So there you have it.
You want 40 grand. He's doing something right.
He's doing something right. And a shout out to his father, God rest his soul, that he's looking down and helping him. For many other folks, they don't have that benefit. They have to do it the old-fashioned way. Buy a ticket and get lucky at the store. A young lady here who was a bartender in Pasadena, been playing lottery for a number of years, wins on a $3 diamond bingo ticket, $30,000 top prize. A nice way to spend the holidays. You know, and again, the stories go on and on. You can find all of them, mdlottery.com. But we certainly advocate that at this time of the year, you know, gift giving and getting all excited about holidays, please, please play responsibly, whether it's scratch offs, Powerball, Mega Millions, or sports wagering, whatever your game of choice happens to be.
I must say, because I'm holding up these tickets at Roz game a few weeks ago. We gave them away at Costa. I have a handful left. We had a great by the way, Crab Cake Tour continues into 2023. People keep asking me, is the Crab Cake Tour going to end? I'm like, not crab cakes aren't going to end, so I'm going to be there. I was back at Costas last week. So my sister-in-law, and I found this out. So long story short, I know you know this. My wife's had cancer in 2014 and 15. A guy from Germany saved her life. He spent the holidays here with us. We were up in New York. And they brought all their bags down from New Hampshire. It was 5 degrees. I picked them up at the airport, all that. And I looked down and I saw lottery tickets. And they had some. My wife had a couple. And it turns out that my sister-in-law, now this is the one that I shouldn't tell the director of the Maryland Lottery, but statute of limitations back in the 80s in New Hampshire, different state, yes, that they were doing things the wrong way. But she still plays the lottery and gifts lottery tickets to everyone at Christmas because she won. So it turns out, and now our German friends, they did not win the New Hampshire State Lottery, but giving tickets is still, it showed up in my family. Literally this week it happened.
It does. It does. And a lot of families do partake in that. Again, as long as they are gifting at 18 years of age or older, and making sure that they're having fun.
Niels wondered if he hit the jackpot being German, whether he would get it. And I'm like, no, I get to keep it.
Nice. I'm sure he bought that. I'm sure he took you.
He's not a fool. He's done the he's been on the internet. He knows better. John Martin is here. He's the director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. And of course, we have football, playoff football coming up here. Everybody is very aware of mobile wagering. John, anything you want to say about that on the front end? Because we're only, a month into it. Feels like a long time, but it's only been Thanksgiving since this really came online. How are you feeling about it at the top of this and moving into the new year?
Yeah, we certainly want to talk about sports wagering, but before we leave our lottery conversation, I want to remind all of your fans out there that we are winding down on the Ravens second chance promotion. The last day to enter in your non-winning Ravens tickets would be on January 2nd, 2023, because on January 3rd, we have our final drawing, not the final, the final drawing for entrance into fabulous prizes. We will pick two lucky winners on January 3rd to round out our team of six for the eventual drawing on the 20 years of Ravens tickets. So we have two more finalists picked on January 3rd. We'll have a couple $10,000 winners and also two lucky winners of 2023 season tickets. So lots of winning still to happen on the second chance Ravens ticket, as our host will now be showing.
Well, yeah, we absolutely. So these are the tickets. But let me ask you, the big prizes, not the tickets and the non-financial prizes, but do you know when these aren't redeemed, like how many could still be out? I mean, you have numbers on all of this stuff for these, because these don't stay out, right? They sell out and then they go away, right?
Right. And that's a good point. I want to remind every listener there that we still have top prizes available on the scratch-off ticket. So even though I'm talking about a deadline for the second chance contest on January 2nd, the ticket will still be available for purchase for any of the prizes on the scratch-off ticket itself, up to $50,000. Hold that up again. Do you have the $2?
It's $20,000. Yeah, $20,000. I have a two.
Yeah, that's a two is $20,000. The five is $100,000, I believe. So those prizes will still be available well into the 2023. So we are not going to close the tickets out by any means. They'll run easily through the several months of the new year.
Okay, good enough. So I still have a handful of these as well. We're putting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back together. We will have some dates in January. I'm sort of waiting on Ravens playoffs and where they are. They're definitely in the playoffs now. So we definitely feel good about that.
And players certainly will feel good about sports wagering during the playoffs. And again, you asked me a minute ago how things have gone. Certainly 2022 was a roller coaster. You know, I go back 12 months to when we talked in December of 2021, and we had just launched five casinos for retail brick and mortar wagering, and we were all excited about that. And the cautionary tale I was telling people is, look, we need to get this ready for the beginning of the NFL season in 2022 and have mobile in place. I kind of missed it by a few months, but there was a very real danger that we'd miss it altogether in 2022. So it was November 23rd that we launched seven mobile licenses for sports wagering. And we will have more to announce here in the beginning of 2023. So stay tuned each and every month. Maryland Lottery, working with our partners at the Sports Wagering Application Review Commission, the SWARC, will be continuing to evaluate license applicants and issuing licenses for both mobile and retail businesses well throughout calendar 2023.
Well, it felt a little glacial over 31 years of me doing radio, but now that it's here, it's becoming quickly ubiquitous, right? I mean, it gets into my head now on numbers. And could you bet right now on whether, you know, Justin Tucker's going to make this field goal or miss this field goal? We're heading in that direction, certainly with baseball and in different sports. It's changing the way, and I, you know, see this at the Super Bowl 6 weeks from now, it's changing the way we're talking about sports as fans. And I have seen it just out in my daily walking, or even during the World Cup. I mean, I had a friend of mine saying, I bet on Morocco to win in extra time and the over-under on goals, and you could bet a 2-1 final, all those kind of things. It's changed the conversation in a big way. I think in a way we're not sure of what that's going to be look like for 3 or 5 years from now, because I've been on the radio 30 years talking about sports one way. I think people are going to see it a different way, John. I really do.
Oh, absolutely. And as new licenses, new jurisdictions come on board, we all are gaining more knowledge and wisdom. It's typically, you know, when things get launched, you know, you kind of turn the page. Sports wagering is very different. At the first of the year, we'll have the Ohio Casino Commission with mobile and retailers betting in the sport in the state of Ohio, Massachusetts right after that. So we have two very big markets coming on board, and we will all learn from their successes and maybe not so much successes, depending on what the situation is. And we will all be reflective of that. You know, it used to be that, you know, we just thought one way and that was it. Well, we're finding out more and more that we don't know yet what we don't know. And we continue to evolve and build a better product, build it with better protections for players, build it with better expectations on tax revenues for the states and the jurisdictions that we support, and hopefully making it just a better product all the way around.
John Martin is here. It is the end of the calendar year. It's kind of the end of the 49th year for the Maryland Lottery. We'll be celebrating the Maryland Crab Cake Tour with the 50th. Maybe I have to do 50 crab cakes. I told Roz I'm going to get the holiday tree next year with 50 tickets on it is what I want to do to give away 50 scratch offs. But speak to me about this is a big, big initiative, such a big initiative that I remember 2 or 3 years it being talked about that this was coming up. So there's been a lot of preparation for this, and I think everybody will see it. And also the way you're picking winners has changed too, that sort of a lot of change is happening in your agency right now.
Back in 1973, when the lottery started, we were the 8th lottery in the country. So we had learning experiences of 7 that went before us. And it was very much a collaborative process back then, well before my time in here at the Maryland Lottery. But
and also, you know, maybe controversial as to whether it was going to work, right? I mean, still was in beta, as the kids would say, right?
Yeah, and again, a whole different mindset. I mean, back then it was a very much a manual process, and today automation and the ability with technology, you know, exponential growth. I mean, 15 years there's been fairly good growth anyway, but certainly the last 5 years has been exponential growth in terms of just what's available to us and how, you know, last month you saw, or just last week you saw us migrate from our numbered lottery balls and mechanical machines being used every day to draw the numbers to a computer-based random number generator system, an RNG system. And, you know, we kind of brace for what the public would think about that. And we now hear crickets chirping in week two. There were a handful of people who said, "Hey, what happened to the drawings on television?" And we redirected them. And they said, "Okay."
Well, they have to have trust that you're on the up and up. I mean, literally, sure, right? I mean, that's how this whole thing started 50 years ago. Was there was a lot of activity. They made a lot of movies about it, you know, about it not being on the up and up in America and what the consequences of that would be, right? And 50 years into this, all of these lotteries, no matter how you feel politically, spiritually, whether you play or don't play, they've been successful in, quite frankly, stopping organized crime in the beginning from 50 years ago. But more than that, giving money back for schools and helping. And so that money isn't in the criminal element. It's actually put to great use, quite frankly. And I think all these people doing mobile sports wagering, in the end, 3, 5, 10 years from now, when you start adding that money up, it's going to be bricks and roads and schools and making our society better, right? That's the whole goal.
And that's really where the next 50 years will evolve to. And we're already there now. I mean, as I said on the outset, 1973, we were the eighth lottery. Today, there are 46 lotteries, 45 states plus the District of Columbia in operation. And annually, we're talking $100 billion with a B, $100 billion that these lotteries conduct. I mean, it is a thriving and huge business entity, and we are now the fourth largest contributor to the Maryland state coffers. So right behind individual tax, corporate tax, sales tax, and then lottery in terms of what get contributed.
That's almost like that's the lead. Don't bury the lead. That's a big deal.
It is, and it's like that in most every jurisdiction. I mean,
it's going to get bigger with sports mobile wagering too, right? Obviously,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, you don't put the genie back in the bottle now. Now you can have the discussion, and I welcome the discussion on behaviors and putting in place protections and watching out for vulnerable populations. Absolutely. That's a necessary conversation. And I'm not belittling that at all or pushing off the side. It has to be in the forefront, which is why when we do things like sports wagering, you know, we're making sure that things are in place to have people play responsibly and have the guardrails and the support and the services that they need. And as we look forward to our 50th year, I mean, we've got a lot of new games, new promotions, exciting things. And I'm not going to, you know, spill it all here in 2022, but in the conversations we'll have throughout the year, we'll be introducing some fun things, engaging things, a little look back, a little nostalgia, but also a look ahead. So stay tuned for more fun stuff from Maryland Lottery and Gaming in the months ahead. We're really looking forward to our 50th anniversary year.
I took a picture with the ball sucker that, you know, the one that you have out in the lobby, the old one, where the little balls would come up and you pull the thing. The old
ball
school
machine.
Way to
the,
do
the,
it.
The technical term is ball machine.
Ball machine, whatever
ball
it
sucker
is.
It's not.
They used to have one of those at the bingo hall back in Dundalk back in the 70s. And they had a money win machine. They had crazy things. But I always wanted to do that. My wife was always giving me a hard time. And I think we've talked about it. But I did steal a picture in your office of me pretending to do it. So I'm going to put that out when the 2023 festivities all begin around here. John Martin is here. He's the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, and clean me up when I say the wrong things on the air here. Football playoffs are coming obviously around the corner as well and into next year and Super Bowl and all of that. For you on this monthly basis where you do the math and all the money that's being given away, I think I'm doing a real disservice to our audience if I don't give you at least 1 minute to talk about all of these crazy offers that everybody is seeing, because you can't be on social media without, and be a sports fan to some degree, without being offered the next chance to join the club in some way. And there's just offers everywhere. And once these things even out, I think it's going to even out that the state's going to get a bigger cut, right?
Oh yes, and this is, none of this is unexpected. I mean, we know from what behaviors have been in other states, and we knew what it would be like here. That the minute you have the starter pistol and the gun sounds and you start off, that the promotional activity from the licensees, the sports books, was going to be immense. And our December numbers will be available sometime around the 10th. Of January. So we'll see how December went, but we know in November, the very first month, and there was only 9 days technically in that month, that the sports books invested more in it than the players did. So they ended up showing negative returns because they had thrown so much promotional free play at it. That is not sustainable. That's not something that we should get comfortable is going to be the norm month in and month out.
Well, I always say this because I have a friend who, you know, I've known my whole life. We grew up together in Dundalk. He put a status up last week. He's like, I joined this one and got $200. I joined this one. And I've lost it all now. And I don't know. But the state didn't get a whole lot of money out of that.
No. And again, we're still, you know, what we have said all along for the last 12 months plus is that when it's fully operational, we are not fully operational. It won't be for probably all of 2023. But when we have all of our mobile licenses in place, all of our retail applications in place or applicants in place, and we kind of stabilize where we are in the sports calendar, we expect $25 to $30 million each and every year to go to the Blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund for education programs. But that may not be realized until 2024. So 2023 is very much going to be a transition year. We still have more people to bring on. We still have more mobile applicants to bring on, more retail applicants to bring on. We still have people wanting to invest on the sportsbook side with their promotional offers. But at some point that will normalize. Your friend won't have seven different offers each and every day to pick from. That will kind of quiet down and calm down and stabilize to the point where we'll be able to look at the true return. And again, we're expecting it to be in that $25 to $30 million range on an annual basis.
I think it'll be larger than that because I think you're going to predict a lower number. That's just me.
Well, you know me. You know me well, sir.
John Martin is here. We're going to end the year with me singing Auld Lang Syne. No, we're not. John can be found out in the front of BaltimorePositive.com. I hope to get John on a crab cake tour at some point this year. I'm mixing some ideas up here. This is my time of year when I don't do a whole lot of radio and it's Christmas. I strategize next year and the things I want to do and dream up things like Baltimore Positive and the crab cake tour and fun ideas. I'm going to run this by you, but I'm going to continue the crab cake tour, but I'm thinking about the summer tour that I do where I go all over the states, my 32nd year we're going into now on radio. I'm thinking of doing 32 oysters in 32 days. And the reason for that is you can do oysters in different ways. I can get soup one day, get Rockefeller one day. I can get, you know, I can get eat them raw, right? So I think to promote the state, because the oyster beds, a lot of folks don't know this, the oysters and the grass and the oxygenation is why the crabs exist. So I'm going to do a little educational thing next year. There's my blueprint for education. What do you think of that?
Wow. See, I felt like I just learned something right now.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, see, I learned all this because I went over in the Eastern Shore during the first crab cake tour and we talked about crabbing and we talked about J2B visas and who picks the crab. We talked about all of this stuff. But the number one thing all of them said to me, and the reason that the oysters, the shells, the recovery, it's to seed the bay. It has to do with salination, growing grasses. The oysters oxygenate the water that allows the crabs to live. Science and lottery together, John. It's amazing.
Huh? Wow. Wow. Thank you for that little, thank you, Mr. Wizard, for that science.
You know lesson. What? You guys sell your tickets. Every time I go to Wise Markets, when I sold Wise the promotion, I said, we call the intelligent conversations, Wise conversations. So there's a little wisdom for you. How about that?
Nice. Nice. I like it. I like what you did there. Thank you.
Happy New Year to you. And I appreciate all that you do. And I know you've worked really hard this year in trying to get all this together. And now we have a 50th anniversary. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the new year for a crab cake and get some fresh scratch offs to give away as well. So we'll have those for winter and springtime as well. John, I appreciate you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy New Year.
Always a great segment with John Martin, the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He is out on the front of BaltimorePositive.com, along with a lot of our sponsors, a lot of great voices, and, of course, Luke out in Owings Mills as we get ready for Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and we don't have to worry about making the playoffs like they do in some of these other places we're already in. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. 2023 and BaltimorePositive.com.